Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Welcome to the Language of Hope podcast. Our host, Betty Chenchenghene, is the senior pastor of New Spring AG, a visionary, a teacher, and one who believes in the second coming of Christ. And now to today's message.
10 reasons why you must thank God after 14 days of fasting and prayers. 10 reasons why you must thank God after 14 days of fasting and prayers. 10 reasons. 10 reasons. Now you see, what makes life more comfortable is when you are able to apply God's principles. Okay. It makes life more comfortable. There are protocols in life. And for you to break certain protocols, you need to apply God's protocols in order to break certain protocols in life. When you enter into certain families, they say that here, we don't allow this. We don't do this. We don't allow people to travel. We don't allow people to do that. You know, it's a protocol. And how can you break such protocol? Unless you follow God's protocol. Anytime you follow God's protocol, you'll be able to break whatever protocol it is, whether in your family, at your workplace, wherever. You'll be able to break it. When people are able to apply God's principles, it makes them principals in life. It puts you at a place you will reign, you will rule, you will be on top. There is no way God would direct a man and that man will never be a director in life. It has never happened. So anytime you see scripture is commanding us to do something, in other words, he wants you to be a commander in life. So if people in this house would... some way, one way or the other, will be able to, carefully apply anything I share with you. Charlie, you'll be on top. I'm telling you, you'll be on top. You'll be on top. You'll be on top. Anytime you apply God's word, nothing will not work for you. And one of the things we need to apply as people of God is thanksgiving. That attitude of thanksgiving. Everyone must learn it. Everyone must become particular about it. It's not about I'm feeling well or I don't feel well. Thanksgiving is not about that. It's not about that. It's not about that. It's an attitude you must put on and you must learn. That is why I take my time to teach everything for you to know it and even show you how to do it. You get my point? So because many people have done many things over the years and they were not taught how to do it. And when they do it, it doesn't yield any results. For example, he said, serve the Lord with gladness. And he shall give you the desires of your heart. Someone is serving, but he has left out gladness. For years, he has served God 20 years. You hear people brag about it. And no, but you left something out. You left something out. An equation. One in my days in school, one of the subjects I hate is that EMAS or whatever. My mass, I hate it. But when you bring mass with alphabet inside, usually I don't like that one. 4YS, I don't like it. The straight ones, I've not been able to. You are bringing YX and whatever. I will leave it like that for you. I will leave it like that. It's not part of me. I will leave it like that. But you see, you can't do without it. You can't do without. You miss the S. You say, let the teacher put 4X plus 4Y. And he said, what is the meaning of this X and the Y? Then you took out the X and the Y. Then you multiply the 4 and the 2. You'll be wrong. Okay, let me take it again for you. Let's say, for instance, he has given you 4X plus 4Y. And you are saying that, me, brother, I don't want to confuse me. Don't confuse me. Don't bring any bracket to confuse me. Oh, they're wrong. Because I realized when you said the bracket, then it recall that even some of the mass, you even work it to take the bracket out. Maybe I've remembered. I've remembered. But you know what? One of these days, I was working it, but I was copying. I couldn't copy the process, but I was able to copy the answer. The teacher looked at the process, he marked it. Because every, have you realized? Every process, he will mark it. He said, how did you get here? How did you get here? Charlie, we can't serve God and live out gladness. It won't work. It won't work. Forget it. It won't work. Thou shalt serve the Lord with gladness. So, thanksgiving is an aspect, a major aspect with our work with God. So, quickly, after this 14 days fasting and prayers or waiting on God, praying to God, what must you do? You must crown it with thanksgiving. Friday, I made you to understand that anytime you receive a prophetic word, we do what? Huh? You believe, then you do what again? You hold on to it, then you do what again? You praise with it. Glory be to God. The next thing to do is to thank Him. One reason. Number one. It is the will of God. Why must we thank Him after 14 days? It is the will of God. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It is the will of God. The will of God is what? The will of God is that every man will thank Him. That is the will of God. Many people are struggling to know the will of God for their lives. One will of God for your life is to thank Him. He said, in everything, give thanks. For this is what? The will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So for you to spend years, hours praying about the will of God, I've showed you one will of God for your life. And one will of God for your life is to thank Him at every point in time, in every day, wherever you find yourself. It's the will of God for you. Glory be to God. And why must we thank Him? Number two, it delivers the promises of God. Anytime you thank Him, the promises of God is being delivered to you through thanksgiving. So thanksgiving is the will of God. And when you thank Him, the promises of God is being delivered. Hebrews 10:36. Anytime you thank Him, He delivers the promise. So in the 14 days fasting and prayers, He promised us prophecies, visions. And when we thank Him, He will deliver those things. Look at something here. It's very interesting. For you have need of endurance. So that after you have done. After you have done what? What is the will of God? Oh my God. After you have done the will of God. That is when you receive the promise. What promise? Traveling door. What promise? You'll be the head and never the. What promise? So the promise will not be delivered until you have done the will of God. And I said, what is the will of God? Lift your hands and say, Father, I thank you. As you are thanking Him, may the promise be delivered to you. Receive that promise for your life. So this is how, you see, it has worked for you. The equation now is simple. It's simple. So somebody has been waiting all this while. Thank Him. Continue thanking Him till it's been delivered. That is the will of God for your life. So what is the will of God for my life? The will of God for your life is that you be there. It's not being the head and not the tail, the will of God for your life. It's the will of God. And one will of God will lead to another will of God and another will of God. And one will of God is thanksgiving. And when you do it, it will lead you into another will of God. And what is the will of God? The promises of God. It will lead you into it. So I've given you two reasons. The third reason why we must thank God after a season like this. We must thank Him for the invitation. Okay. For the invitation. Hebrews 4:16. We must thank God for the invitation. We didn't come here to pray by ourselves. It was God that invited us. That come together 14 days. You people should come and pray. It was not by ourselves. He said, let us therefore come boldly. So it was God's invitation. It was not man's invitation. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time. So we must thank Him that, oh Father, I thank you that you invited me to come and pray. These 14 days, I thank you. It was by your invitation that I came. I'm grateful. Then you thank Him for that. Because there are many, many people. You see, some of you here, you are mad with some people. You are not talking to them. Because during their wedding, they didn't invite you. Till now, you are not speaking to those people. You are not speaking to them. He didn't invite you. His birthday party, he didn't invite you. You bore. Ah! Look at such an invitation to come. Fellowship with me. Say, come, let us reason together. 14 days we've been reasoning with him. And we must thank him for that. We must thank him. Glory be to God. And when he invited us, we came to do what? We came to pray. We received the grace to pray. And we were here through a gra. So we must thank him for helping us in prayers. We must thank him for helping us in prayers. What now? Romans chapter 8, verse 26 to 27. Then let me work this equation. Oh, you see, it means we have to thank him all day. We need to thank him at every point in time. We need to thank him. Now, from the first equation, it was the will of God for us to thank him. And we thank him. And when we thank him, his will delivered the promises to us. Then what again? He invited us to come and we are thanking. And when he invited us to come, that we should come and pray. No, that's our jump by my neighbor. Romans 8:26. What be that? Have you heard this thing before? Huh? That you have employed someone as a driver. Then every day you are driving the driver. Look at something here. It said likewise when he invited. So I thought when he invited us, somebody has invited you to a party. Then you came and the person is tearing the food for you, feeding you. Hey! What a cheap life. And you are saying we can't. A babe for you, then he is feeding you. A big man like you. It's so lovely. Romans 8:26. When we came, look at something. I said, likewise, the Spirit also helps us in our weakness. So when we came, you see, many of you had closed from work and you were tired. When we started the prayer, memele, 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 kone, memele, 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 bibia, 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 fe, 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 fe. Then the Spirit said, no, you don't worry. I'm the one that invited you. So I will help you. Then you see, whilst we were praying, the person was tired from work and doing memene, memene. And he was helping our weakness. You see, sometimes even we men of God, as soon as we step on the stage, you could see tiredness in our eyes. Then a man of God will start, we thank God for such a morning like this. But you see, getting to the latter part of, take grass! It wasn't not the same man of God. Why? Beginning was weak. But the Spirit held his weakness. What a God! Bring it back. What again did he offer? He said, for we did not know what we should pray. This same person came. 14 days fast and prayer. And you were asking for work. 14 days. He doesn't know what to pray. If you are to check some of the people here, their prayer card, my God, you will vomit. A brand new shoe for 2025. Huh? You know how much we printed this card? Huh? And you've written a brand new shoe inside this one. Come and take my shoe and go home. We didn't know. So we came. He invited us to come and pray. And when we came to, he was the one praying for us. He was dictating our prayer for us. We didn't know. Nobody knows how to pray. Nobody. You see, there are times the things you think you are praying about, it's not what you need. And you are praying about it because you don't know what to pray about. But the Spirit knew. It said, the Spirit of God that searcheth all things. Yay! The deep things of God. You see, well, the Lord has helped us. He has helped us. And which way again did he help us? He said, but the Spirit himself makes intercession. One of these days, I was sharing with you. That's why it's good. I shared with the prayer tower. We were on a hideout from Friday. Friday to the, today, we moved from the hideout and we came to church. Am I not looking like a hideout? Babele Mahasusa. Hide and prosper. I was sharing with them 10 help you receive when you pray in tongues. 10 helps. And I was sharing with them. And one of the help is that he detects and directs your prayer. So anytime a man stands to pray, you know what you are doing? The Spirit now has taken over. He is directing your prayer and dictating your prayer. You, in your mind, you are praying about wake, but he knows it's not wake you need. This is how come a man starts in a VIP bus from Asafo station here. Then as soon as he sat in a bus, he began to pray, Father, we commit this journey into your hands. We pray for traveling mercies. We secure this bus with your blood. Get us safely to Accra. Amen and amen. And you pray. I'm not saying to pray such a prayer is a wrong prayer. Hear me. It's not a wrong prayer. But it's best when you pray in tongues. You know what? They got to Accra. Everybody got down. Yes, you secure the bus with the blood. The bus was secured. It got safely to Accra. But when the bus mate, or they call it what? The conductor was cleaning. You saw this man lying on the distance. No knowing when he closed, he bent down like this at Asafo to pray. He never woke up again till they go to Accra. He's dead. The bus you prayed, your prayers to pray with your own language, you are limited. That is best to pray in tongues. So he directs and dictate. He's praying about going to America. The Spirit said, no, it's not America you need. You need life. You need life because 2 weeks ahead of you, the enemy is seeking to take away your life. It's not America you need. You need life. So it's best to pray. So that's what he does. Romans 8:20 says, bring it back. And what again? He himself, the Spirit himself, makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be altered. So even though we came and we were praying, but the Spirit was the one doing it. That's how come if a man pray in tongues, he can pray for hours. Because why? He's not the one praying. It's the Spirit that is making intercession for him. The Spirit. So the moment a man begin to pray in tongues, then the Spirit steps inside. He said, go behind me. Let me do the intercession. Verse 27. This is why we must thank him, because this 14 days he has helped us a lot. Now he who searches the heart and knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to, not according to your will. Your will was weak. Your will was food. But anytime you pray in tongues, it won't be according to your will, but according to the way God knows what's best for your life. Even this day, tomorrow, the years ahead, he knows what's best for you. So anytime, he's just taking care of it. He will sort it out. That is why we must thank him. Because why? The Spirit prayed for us. He dictated for us. He helped us to pray. Number 5 reason why we must thank God. We must thank him for hearing and answering our prayers. We must thank him for hearing and answering our prayers. Now somebody will say, man of God, why should we thank him for hearing and answering our prayers? Because he's a prayer answering God. Oh yes, he's a prayer answering God. But what if you pray and he doesn't answer? Can you arrest him? Is it compulsory you should pray for him to answer? So when you pray and he answer, you must thank him. Man of God, but he has not answered yet. Let me give you a clue for you to see all the prayers you've been praying he has been answering. Anybody that lives to see a new day, it's a prophetic indication the Lord has answered your prayer. I'm telling you. It's a prophetic indication. Because why? His mercies are new every morning. And by his mercies we were saved. So it means that by his mercies, oh, we will get whatever we have prayed for. The Lord has answered us. Let me show you one more thing. Now, many years ago, there was a guy that was into cocaine in America. Now, what's something here? The guy was arrested. He has been doing the thing for years. And he was caught by the FBI in America. As soon as they catch the guy began to pray. Cocaine dealer began to pray. He said, "Father, please, today, dear, is my last. Save me. And I will never do this thing again, please." So the police people say, "Come out of the car." The guy came out. They walk him to the boot of the car. As soon as they got there, they opened the boot. When they opened the boot, cocaine. The cocaine is not there. He said, "Thank you, Jesus." The guy drove the car home. As soon as he got down, he opened the boot, cocaine there. Then the guy prayed again. And said, "Father, I beg you, let me sell this one right." "This one there, when I sell it, I won't do it again." Now, he's a man of God.
Wow.
You know what? God answers prayers. That's why we must thank him. You know why I'm saying that? You see, in this 14 days fasting and prayers, some of us, where we jump from to come to church to pray, it was not a place God should answer our prayers. Where we came from. Where we came from to pray, it was not a good place for God to answer prayer. But he answered us anyway. The number of 31st all night I've prayed that the Lord has answered me is by his mercies. Charlie, it's by his mercies. Because nobody, we are wicked men. Nobody deserves a prayer answer from God. Nobody. Nobody. But he answered us anyway. That is how come a cocaine dealer is thanking God. Because why? In the midst of whatever I'm doing, you still answered me. And you are saying you can't thank God. Listen to me. You see, your life, you are always thinking about material things. That is why you can't thank God. You're always thinking about material things. But, you see, let me help you. One way to help you to be thankful, right, is to stop comparing yourself to people at the top. For that, you can't thank God. Start comparing yourself to people at the down there. That is how come. Okay, now, as you are sitting here, if you start comparing yourself to the people down, that is when you'll be able to appreciate because someone is blind. But you are comparing yourself to a rich man. Stop that. Compare yourself to those at the down there. As I'm speaking to you right now, there are some people in the gutter at Crowfoam Catholic Light here. They are begging for money to chop. You are here. So anytime you compare yourself to people below, down, you'll be grateful. You'll be grateful. You'll be grateful. As I'm speaking to you right now, stop comparing yourself to despite. You can't be thankful. Start comparing yourself. Someone is at the hospital right now. Brain dead. The brain is dead. Brain dead. That is how come you see ungrateful people everywhere. Someone is complaining about you. But you have many issues. Okay, stop. Stop complaining about it. Start comparing yourself to someone who is wearing chalewati now. You'll be thankful. You'll be thankful. Someone is complaining about car. Complaining about... Okay. What about the one who can also afford both money? You see, we have to thank God. Now you have realized you have to thank God. At every point of your life, thank God. Thank God. We are too glued to physical things, so we can't thank God. At every point, because it's by his mercy. Psalm 65, verse 1 to 2. It's by his mercy. Thank him at every point in time. He said to the chief musician, a psalm of David, a song, a praise is waiting you, O God, in Zion. And to you the vows shall be performed. Verse 2. Hamalega. Oh, you who hear prayer. You who hear prayer. You who hear prayer. To you all flesh shall come. Oh, hear prayer. How does he hear prayer? He hear prayer by answering us. My God that answereth prayer. To you all flesh shall come. Somebody lift your hands and say, Father, I thank you. Why must we thank him? Number 6. We must thank him because of the word he has been feeding us every day. The 14 days. First day word. Second day word. Third day word. Feeding us every day. If not for the 14 days, look at the whole year. Sunday, Monday, Sunday, Sunday, Tuesday, Sunday, Tuesday, Sunday, Tuesday. Every day, he's supplying word. Giving us a word. So we must thank him for that. We must thank him. Psalm 68, verse 11. The sent word of God. Hi! Psalm 68, verse 11. Psalm 68. It said, the Lord gave the word. It's not your pastor. No, it's the Lord. Hey, Papa can teach you. It's not Papa. It's the Lord that gave the word. If the Lord doesn't give it, there's no word for you. That is why we must thank him. Day one, he gave a word. Day two, he gave a word. Day three, he gave a word. Pastor Pia came, gave a word. Pastor Nana came, he gave a word. There is not a single day we are short of word in this house. Now, man of God, what is word? What is word? What is word? It's the word that got me saved. Some of you here, if it had not been for the word, the everyday word we preach, you would have gone mad by now. Some of you would have been arrested. I'm telling you. You know why? You plotted something in your head. You planned something in your head. You came as I was preaching. Okay, Papa said, patience, patience. Papa preached about patience. Let me relax. Because you were attempting to go and scam, a scammer, and you stopped. Yes, and the word, that word has saved someone from lesbianism and gayism. Yes. Yeah, exactly. Oh, yes. So we must thank him for the word. Have you two seen it before? We must. There are times people come here, they are very depressed. If it had not been for the word, someone would have committed suicide. You wouldn't have seen him here today. But the spirit was suppressing him to kill himself. But the word, when the word came, life came. When the word came, life came. The word. So we must thank him. You see, someone is sick. A lady was here. I quite remember. One Tuesday he was here. The friend was pushing her to come and meet the man. Come and meet the man. Come and meet the man. That day I preached about the healing power of God. He said, hepatitis. He said, forget it. Hepatitis B. There's no solution to it. Through the word, she was healed. He said, he sent the word and it healed. So as I'm speaking, even as I'm speaking to you now, someone is being healed. There is bitterness in someone's heart. If not for the word today, he would have gone home and insulted the mother, would have done something evil to the mother. The word is healing someone. And we must thank God for the word. That is why I love to be in his presence every day. The word. He said, he sent forth the word and it healed us. And it delivered us. It delivered us. Someone was going to die. There was a plot of accident ahead of someone. And as the word was being released, that plot was canceled. That is why we must thank him at every point in time for the word. We must thank him for the same word every day, every time. Why must we thank him? Number 7. We must thank him for his miracles, healings, signs, and wonders. We must thank him. The miracles. Do the 14 days. The miracles he did. The healings he did. Signs and wonders he did. One Tuesday service, we recorded about, it was even part of the fasting, I'm sure. We recorded about was it 8 or 6 people with strange testimonies of healing, and we must thank him for that. Why? Job 9:10, quickly, let me rush through and end here. Job 9:10. we must thank him. He said, he does great things past finding out. Yes, wonders without number. Look in fasting and prayers on the altar. Gra, gra, gra. Somebody admission has been closed. Gra, gra, gra. The portal was being opened. Gra, gra. Wonders. And we must thank him for that. Somebody's miracle is about to happen after this 14 days. So we must thank him. Thank him. Thank God. Number 8, why we must? We must thank him for souls saved. Souls saved. The prayer is saved souls. We're praying for souls. It saves souls. Lives were being transformed. Lives were. John 6:44. John 6:44. Quickly. John 6:44. Souls were saved. John 6:44. John 6, my time is up. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I'll raise him up at the last day. So everyone sitting here, it was the Lord that drew you. The Lord. When he draw you, then he maintain you. Me, it was the Lord. The Lord that drew me. It was not easy. Some of you, your stubbornness, eh? It is not easy. Someone, I was talking to someone, and the person said, hey, never say that thing again. It means you are ungrateful. You hear people, and I'm answering them, listen, for you to know a growing church, and a church that Jesus is there, is a church that is full of vagabond, stubborn people. It was the Lord that drew you, and has maintained you. Why is the Lord drawing another person you are complaining? Your man of God is preaching to you wearing suit like an angel. Me, very dirty. There's nothing I've not done. Everything. It was the Lord that drew me. The thing was so sweet that we were sitting inside. We didn't want to come. I said, leave it and come. I will give you something sweet. And we came. And we have tested. We have tasted it. Lagos, San Franos. We have tasted it. Omubi, Oti, sorry, de Makrano. What draw in it? Osi Jai, but Osi Da. O can be there. O take there when Yamifi will be better be how. Obviously, on Yamifi. And we must thank him. Thank him. Thank him. I was telling them yesterday night. That one of the churches in Kumasi that the Lord has helped is New Spring AG. Yeah. Anybody can stand to dispute me, I'm telling you. One of the churches is this church. If we are to tell you some kind of people that comes to church here, it will surprise you. It will surprise you. One of these days, one of them came. I called the protocol here and said, sir, you people should be in charge. Be in charge. Be in charge. Be on guard. I'm Robert Aban. Be in charge. Be in charge. It's my own body, but be in charge. Else phones will miss. Be in charge quickly. And these people, nobody can draw them. Because they are undrawable. Unless God. He draw them like this. One guy came, he said, man of God. Hey. I said, now say, why have you not become a man of God? Yeah, I can't stand here and pray. I can't. I said, what is it? And I'm going to say, you dear, you I know you understand things, I can tell you. I said, tell me, Oga. One who came far and knocked some 2 weeks ago, idiot. So anytime I see him, you know, I say, hey, I say, whoa. I try. He said, I try to forget. And move on. After all, say you are here, I'm also here. The following 2 weeks, I came out. Another one, 2 months ago, I knocked. It will be here. I said, no. Hello, God, this one, permit me. It doesn't help my conscience. Permit me. Yenina yom. That is the word. Yenina yom. Koshini wom. Tutuni wom. Yenina yom. Yenina yom. Shit, the Lord will clean it. I said shit, the Lord will clean it. Continue shitting. I pray you don't die in your shitting. is the Lord that drawed us. Why must we thank him? We must thank him for his visions and prophecies. Ha! Friday, how many of you were here? Ha! I don't love to do this thing, but Friday, I said, let me try it. I'm not a prophet. I said, let me try it. Huh? Friday, how many of you were blessed? Many people. I'm telling you, there's a lot we see, but we don't want to raise people by that. I'm telling you, we don't want to, and we must thank God for the prophecies and the visions. You see, if this last days generation, if the Lord doesn't help us to raise pastors, teachers, people will give up on God. You know why? People just throw prophecies just like that. People don't know what to do with prophecies. He said, my son Timothy, according to the prophecy you have received, wage a good warfare. So, anytime you receive a prophetic word, you have received a responsibility. And people must be taught. They receive it and go and sleep. Yes, it's not coming to pass. Then they get fed up. They move from one here, man of God will prophesy. Move from here, another man of God. Move from here. Even as I'm speaking to you, 1, 2, 3, 4. We have to pray for someone connected to you like Shadrach. Shadrach. We have to pray for him. Because a spirit wants to... Who is that? Your kid brother. A spirit wants to hijack him. So, if I say this one... Oh, sit down. I'm just doing an illustration. Huh? Sit down, let me work it. Saying this one like that, and yo, sit down. If you sit, my eyes will pierce. If you stand, my eyes sit. Saying this one like this, and not showing the person what to do to keep the brother's life, he will die. And say they say it, it didn't happen. They say it, you know. One way to keep your life going and to live long and to prosper. That is why teaching, we must teach people. Said, thou shalt serve the Lord, and he shall satisfy you with what? Long life. Or some sinny person yami. And any person yami say, yeah, to you now to you. Yeah, no. Or some sinny pardon the crazy was also. That is what we are talking about. That is what we are talking about. Or some. That is why I ask you that come and clean my office. You did it one, I didn't see you again. You have to come and do it because salt phone, baby, I will feel a whole thing. This one is a lost vision. A whole thing. So you have to serve God. Osumu, send a baby, you can give. I was here Friday speaking to, where is Ansari? Come and confirm to them. We must thank God for his prophecies. Wabobo is kanu kura, good business move. Yeah. And the Lord opened my eyes. He said, warn him. Because Ebusye bimu opapa ti seya. My eyes are open. I'm seeing your father. He's like this. Seya. Na papa ne koko.
Karamudu.
Papa no. Papa no ne koko. E watching on one papa name. The Lord said, warn him about good business. Or say, me nini jina hai kasano. Friday now, see jina hai kasano. Or call back and me kasano on kotan. The Lord has done it. Na guy, na friend. A friend, how many times?
Friend, four.
Four times. By the special grace of God, through prophecy, I'm saying why we must thank God. He said, Friday, I pick him. I was talking to him about, he's going to Nigeria. Already you have spoken to a man about Nigeria, whatever. I said he should open a dollar account. Then he's talking. He said before he was coming to church, he has spoken to a man in Nigeria about whatever. This is why we must thank God. Somebody was here. Katia Frama Ebekuno. You know what? Is he here? Second service. Me kana me dada. There are many things we see. You don't say it raw. One man time, Omukumo Papa.
and another person again has died. Now, most of them say, at yam from an ambi boni deno. Or see ni good, ni power fan good, so who good na? Wa momu 21 days. And we must thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. Every day, every time, we must thank God. You come, okay, meba. Mention what here, meba. Me jina UK ne me nam. Eh, na ine na man me rada ni na me rada imno. Me rada na me hu se lady bito. Lady no otona angel ne pointed to a man three neti da im. But lady ne pointed to one. Say me mum pa ema ajua. Ajua.
Yeah, ajua is a half sibling.
Where is she?
She's in UK.
Where illustration? Illustration. May the working equation. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Bless you. Where they working? Okay. So because of this, we must thank God. Thank God. Kononin kan obi antumi nka bi. Ohun ye obi antumi hu. Ni wo hu no obi e kakra cha so me ba hwe bi. Hwe bi, hwe bi keke. Hwe fili. So we must thank him. Because prophecy has saved a lot. It has saved a lot. Just that people need teachings. Teachings. Because your name, you know. Oko hospital cry the prophesy. Obo be prum adwadanta sempacho bi ni. Hospital, they prophesy. So there's nothing we about numbers and whatever, whatever. There's nothing we about it. We just have to know how to walk with God, walk in a precept, walk in His mandate, and walk to fulfill His will. Somebody lift your hands and say, Father, we thank you, we thank you. The last thing why we must thank God for our movement through the 14 days fasting and prayers. Our movement through the 14 days fasting and prayer. Psalm 91 verse 11. Our movement through the 14 days fasting and prayers. Through the 14 days fasting. My time is up. I will end here. Through the 14. He said, for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Verse 12. In their hand they shall bear you up. Lest you dash your foot against a stone. The 14 days back, forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Nothing evil happened. We never recorded that there's any issue. Therefore, we must thank him. How then do we do the thanksgiving? Well, this is how we must do it. Luke 17, this is how we must do it. Do it this way. Anytime you are thankful. Luke 17, verse 15. Get it for me in Amplify. Luke 17. Thank him this way. Thank him this way. Thank him this way. Luke 17 verse 15. Amplify. Quickly. He said, then one of them, upon seeing that he was cured, one of them turned back, recognizing and thanking and praising God. With what? I'm showing you how to do it. I can't talk about thanksgiving without showing you how to do it. Recognizing. How many people can recognize what the Lord has done? With a loud voice. So thanking him is not about doing this. And no, with a loud voice. And I will not be silent. I will always. With a loud voice. Bring it. Continue. Continue. In thanksgiving, this is what you must do. Continue. Continue. And he fell prostrate at Jesus' feet. Thanking him. How? Thanking him how? Thanking him how? Over and over and over. We don't get tired with thanksgiving. Over and over. 80 times. Over and over and over and over and over. Thanking him. Can somebody lift his hands and begin to thank God? Just thank him. Just thank him. Just thank him. Just thank him. Thank him. For every good thing he has done. For answering our prayers. In this 14 years. Just thank him. Just thank him. Just thank him. Zebre veko fashata. Levre gesheke faradasa. Levre de gesho faradasa. I am thankful, Lord. Shevre de gefaradis. Vedevre doko shabarabana. Oh, we are thankful, Lord, for the miracles. Levre doko shofaradas. Levre gevenderi behabababa. Sovrini gevandi valimahaya. Zambrili gazimbrele gadiza. I am thankful, Lord, oh God, for every single thing you have done in my life. That which you keep doing, I am thankful, Lord. Ele geva brada basi. Ala brambasi la babana. Isandale makubala manamaya mama. Ila bababasi ala bababa. Sede bele bebe bele bebe. And I will not be silent. I will always worship you as long as I am breathing. I will. I will, and I will not be silent. I will always
worship you
as long as I am breathing. I will always worship you. As long
Great things you are doing, that things which are left to be done in your name. We thank you for the testimonies that are about to flow in this house. The miracles, signs, and wonders you're about to do in the midst of your people. We await the harvest. We have waited. After waiting on you, and the things you have done. Preserve everyone. Keep everyone that is here under the sound of my voice. In this atmosphere, may every appointment of death be suspended. May it be terminated. May it be aborted. We thank you that in prayer we have gained vitality. More years have been added to our lives. We await that which you are about to do and to be fulfilled. We say honor and glory and power be unto your name. The King eternal, the King forever and ever. Amen and amen. Put your hands
together. Thank you for listening to Language of Hope. We believe you were blessed. One more? Head on to Newspring AG on Facebook and Instagram, or you can subscribe to our YouTube channel on Newspring AG. God bless you. We believe you've been blessed by the sermon. For enquiries, please call +233 26767 6055, +233 26767 6055, or send an email to info@godswordforus.com, info@godswordforus.com.